Lynn Payne is the garden guru, and he's on vacation in Hawaii. So, Lynn, what is happening in Hawaii?
Well, Dana, it's another beautiful day in paradise. You know, last week I was on the island of Kauai, and that's called the Garden Island. And this week I'm on the island of Oahu. This island is nicknamed the Gathering Place. And as near as I can figure, that's because in the late 1700s, King Kamehameha, the first, I might add, was successful in defeating all the other tribes on the island. And the last major battle that was fought was on the island of Oahu. And after he won that battle, he began to meet with all the other tribal leaders on that island. And so I guess that's how it was nicknamed the Gathering Place. Here on Hawaii, there's a common phrase that's used, and most of you have heard this. It's aloha. But what you don't know, probably, is that it's two words. It's alo and it's ha. And what that means is alo is face-to-face or in your presence, and ha is breath. If it's affectionate greeting, you might even press your foreheads together and you sense the breath of life of the person that you're greeting. So aloha. But enough about Hawaii. You know, we're all plant people, and that's what I really want to talk about. Everywhere you look here are beautiful plants, you know, whether you're in the city or in the countryside. I visited several farmers markets, and talk about entertaining. Back on the mainland, if you go to a farmers market, you will recognize just about everything that's there. But when you come to a farmer's market here in Hawaii, you hardly recognize anything. It's fun to just walk through the farmer's markets and talk to the people that are growing them because they're basically gardeners, just like we are back on the mainland. Another thing that I've been doing here is exploring the agriculture, and I found out that once upon a time, most of all the sugar came from Hawaii on the sugar plantations. But most of those plantations are gone now because we get most of our sugar from sugar beets. But still, there's lots of papayas and pineapples and other things that are shipped from Hawaii. So, in short, it doesn't matter where you live, whether it's in northern New Mexico or whether it's on the northern coast of one of these beautiful islands. We're all plant lovers. We like to talk to other plant lovers. We like to experience the humidity and the feeling of prosperity and just being around plants.
Well, that says a lot about your experience, Lynn, that it's not confined to just to New Mexico or northern New Mexico, but there's a whole world of wonderful vegetation out there, and that's what makes you the garden guru, is this worldwide knowledge of plants and agriculture.
Thank you, Dana.
Well, you're welcome, Lynn. You deserve it. So where can I go and visit you and get this knowledge?
Well, we have two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other is at 715 St. Michael's Drive.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.